be God.
Please stand for the gospel.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, it may seem a little out of place chronologically, since we are still in the church season of Easter. The scenario from the Gospel of John takes place right before the crucifixion of Jesus, presumably at the Last Supper. Jesus' words at this time are sometimes referred to as the farewell discourse. He's speaking in response to questions from his disciples. They know that he will be leaving them and are understandably worried and upset and concerned about what the future will hold. They're wondering what their role will be, and they're unsure how to continue without Jesus beside them. He knows what is coming, but they do not. He is trying to reassure them. He lets them know that where he is going, they cannot come, but explains to them what is to be expected of them when he is gone, how they will continue the ministry in the world. Right before this discussion, Jesus has given them a new commandment. He says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This new and somewhat astounding commandment is what will bring others to a new way of looking at the world. Right before today's reading, one of the disciples, Judas, not Judas Iscariot, has asked a question. "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" In answering Judas' question, Jesus goes back to this new commandment, saying, "Those who love me will keep my word and will share it with others." Loving him, even when he is gone, is the same thing as obeying his teachings. This obedience will result in the love of the Father and of the Son, who will then come to them and make a home with them. He explains also that the Father will send an advocate in the name of Jesus. This advocate is the Holy Spirit, who will teach them and be with them and remind them of all that they have learned from Jesus. Jesus is inviting his followers not to cling to his physical presence, but to maintain a deeper way of being in relationship with him by following his example. They will do this by showing love for one another and by putting aside and replacing it with the peace that he will give to them. Let me say that again. They will do this by showing love to one another and by putting aside fear and replacing it with the peace that he will give to them. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." What comes to mind when you hear the word peace? Think about it for a minute. Perhaps you think about it as the opposite of war, or a time when there is no war. Maybe you see peace as a quiet, calm, tranquil time or place. Peace denotes harmony, security, freedom from oppression. In the Old Testament, the word peace refers to a wholeness, total health and welfare, covering the whole of God's blessings. In the New Testament, it generally refers to a right or good relationship with God and good relationships among people. So Jesus is leaving the disciples and the world a gift, the gift of peace for those who believe in him. How will we, as believers, put this valuable gift to use? When Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you," he's not only bestowing a sense of comfort, of confidence, and of caring, he is commissioning each and every one of us to bring his vision of love to the world. That concept of love for one another is required in order for the peace of the Lord to be a reality. Peace and love go hand in hand. Peace, that sense of tranquility, of quietude, of confidence, allow us the opportunity to share the love that we have with others. We are loved by the Father, so we in turn can be at peace and open to sharing our love with others by what we do and by who we are. We are not merely looking for the absence of conflict in the world, in our hearts and in our minds. We are looking to replace that conflict with harmony, tranquility, and caring. When God lives in our hearts, the effect of his presence there is peace. That peace in our hearts can spread outwardly from one individual to another into the world. So come, let us join the disciples in obeying the new commandment of Jesus. Let us look for opportunities to love one another as we go in peace to spread the love of God in our own world. Amen.